Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Good Saturday afternoon, and thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift, and tuning in to Catch His Drift today. Bruce, good to see you in here. Brandon Drake, yes, as most of us know you. Good to have you in.
It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon. It's always a party here.
Isn't it?
That's it really is.
I like Saturday. We were just talking to Dell, who was perusing through the studio here, and yeah, Saturdays is kind of nice. We get to hang out a little bit and have some fun, and all around it's a little easier. You know what I mean?
And it really boosts the spirit. I love being here.
It does. It does. Yeah. You know, I always get along, so we have a good time. As always, The Drift, we go over some of the stories that I put on The Daily Drift for you all week long. It's the stories you don't see on the mainstream or lamestream media. And if you want to catch on to those, you need to go to www.thedailydrift.com, which is a sponsor this half hour. You can advertise on that site. I'm getting a lot of traffic, so if you want your...
As monitored by the NSA?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, and I'm sure they are, too. My dad called me the other day because he was watching Fox News or something. He goes, "You think they listen to you, Gary?" And I'm like, "Nah, probably not. I'm still a nobody." But
well, hopefully they'll out us. And we'll get the ratings even higher, right?
That's right. Maybe we should be a little more brutal.
Yeah.
And we will. As election time comes near, we're going to get a lot more brutal. But you can go to The Daily Drift, and you can get podcasts of this show on there. It's free. And you can even get a free subscription at thedailydrift.com. Just put it in your email address. I will not sell your email address to the NSA or any other commercial entity. So.
Unless the price is right?
Not even if the price is right.
No?
I am a man of principles.
And integrity.
Yes. So you can have a link sent to you every day. And so go ahead and subscribe to thedailydrift.com and have it delivered personally to your inbox so you can look at it every day and go through those headlines that I peruse for you. So.
Is it cologne?
Is it what?
Is it cologne? Is there like a scent, you know, personally delivered?
Oh, yes. Well, there is a scent to it, especially with the scandals. Derek, we're going to go with our scandal music again today too, right? Okay, good. All right, so Drake, I wanted to start with something a little local because this kind of struck me two or three times this year, and I didn't say much about it, but Michigan CapCon, if you're not going to Michigan Capital Confidential, you should, and you can get it at thedailydrift.com. Just click on the link, and it'll take you right there. Bruce Edward Walker had a nice article about the DIA. Now, have you ever been to the DIA, the Detroit Institute of Arts downtown?
I was thinking of the Defense Intelligence Agency, but the DIA in Detroit sounds pretty good, too.
Yes. Well, they might both be very secretive the way money gets spent. I don't know. But anyways, there was, with Kevin Orr coming in and handling the emergency manager for Detroit, he did happen to mention that, hey, you know, if we do bankruptcy in the city of Detroit, creditors may look at the billions of dollars worth of artwork that is actually in the DIA. Now, I've not been in the DIA, and I feel kind of ashamed. For the last 20 years, once a year, I say, man, I want to go down to the DIA, and I never do.
I've never been there either. And I know that not too long ago, it was Wayne, and Livingston? And they voted yes on those tax increases. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, Wayne, Macomb, and Oakland are paying for it.
Okay,
yeah. They put in a 0.2 mil to help pay for that. Now, and that's part of the thing. So the DIA immediately took offense that Kevin Orr said this. And all he said was, you know, he just informed that the collection, which is valued between several billion up to $50 billion by some estimates, wasn't protected should the city file Chapter 9. A word of the wise should be sufficient to let them know, hey, maybe we need to do something about that, you know. Well, they instead went on a rampage and said, oh, we need more money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on in this article to say that millage is that millage that was passed that you were talking about is funding an endowment for operating costs, which in part those costs are the high salaries. Now, I don't know what those are. I haven't investigated, and I'm not trying to throw stones. But the high costs of the upper echelon DIA employees. And it is frankly a little irresponsible, he says, that for 127 years that institution has been there, nobody's worried about putting together an endowment before this. kind of strikes you as a little odd, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, they do. They got Van Gogh's. They got some paintings that are worth some serious cash in there. And yet nobody was forward thinking enough. I mean, if you're getting paid $150,000 a year or $100,000 a year, you ought to be smart enough to say, I think we should protect ourselves by putting an endowment into place.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder. And when an independent financial manager is brought in, they shed light on these things.
Yeah. He was just doing his job.
Right.
You know, just
which he has to do his job because the people that are supposed to be doing their job
haven't been doing it. Yes,
right.
That's exactly right. So, I wanted to bring that up because I think a lot of people forget about the DIA. If you're in Wayne, Oakland, or Macomb County, you are paying for it. You should probably go down and use it. Now, out here in Washtenaw, where you and I live, we've got some fabulous stuff right downtown Ann Arbor here that I'm sure we're paying for as well.
So. Oh, yeah, that piece of junk right in front of the University of Michigan Museum of Art, that red monstrosity. You know what I'm talking about on State Street there? I still don't get that. I don't get if someone put that in my yard, I would file a lawsuit and call the police. Like, what is this hunk of junk?
Well, this is Ann Arbor, though.
Yeah.
You know, do you remember seeing the article last week? It was in the Daily Drift, of course. If you want to know, it's the news you need to know. The mayor, Hefji, was talking about paying street performers.
Mm.
Did you see that article?
No.
Derek, you saw it, didn't you?
No, I didn't, actually.
I tell you what, how are you going to pay street performers when you have enough problems just meeting your budget as is?
Well,
isn't there enough crazy lunatics in Ann Arbor to amuse us that you have to pay a street performer?
Right, just walk down Liberty Street and you'll be accosted by one of them.
It's amazing.
Yeah, maybe they'll work for food. You know, maybe a late dog will throw something their way.
Right. Well, let's get through. We got a lot of stuff to cover today, and we're going to have to do some breaks as well. But another thing that really hit me this week was, you know, Sarah Palin mentioned the death panels when Obamacare first came out, right?
Right.
And everyone said, oh, there's no such thing as death panels. Dr. Dave Janet will tell you, oh, there most certainly are death panels.
Man, he knows. Yeah.
Yes, and they are already, you know, when the government said, you don't have to get breast exams as often and you don't have to get prostate exams as often, that's all part of it. They're trying to save cost, you know what I mean? So there's a little girl by the name of Sarah Murningham, a 10-year-old, who needs a lung transplant. She's got cystic fibrosis, and for 18 months, she's been on the kids list for lung transplants. And she's going to die. I mean, she's got very little time left. And so her parents and doctors wanted to move her onto the list for adult transplants because they can stick an adult lung in the child. And but there's a federal law that says if you're under 12, you can't be on the adult transplant list. And so the parents, the doctors, they went and got the congressman involved and said, hey, let's talk to Kathleen Sebelius, the Human Health and Human Service.
Yeah, that's always a mistake.
Yeah, this is going to get ugly because, you know what, I have nothing good to say about this witch because that's what she is. To ask her to, it was within her power to say, all right, we'll forgo the rules at least this one time.
Right.
You know, she can do it on an individual basis if she so chooses. But her response to the congressman was this. I would suggest, sir, that, again, this is an incredibly agonizing situation where someone lives and someone dies. The medical evidence and the transplant doctors who are making the rule and have had the rule in place since 2005 make a delineation between pediatric, I got to flip the page here, and adult lungs because lungs are different than other organs. It's based on survivability.
You know, now, Dr. Mengele couldn't have said it better.
Exactly. This evil, despicable witch of a human being. I always used to look at her on TV and think, yeah, she's a little evil looking. You know what I mean? Well, you know what? Sometimes the portrait on the cover of the book is exactly right.
Right.
This woman is evil. How can you sentenced to death a 10-year-old child?
I know. And you know, Gary, I don't know about you, but the older I get when I see kids that are in need like that, I'm more and more sensitive to it, and it breaks my heart.
Yes.
You know, I'll tell you, I was out for a walk the other day. I'll tell you real quick. I was out for a walk the other day, and I'm walking by, I'm about 100 yards from the middle school track, and it must have been gym class, and they're running the mile for time. And I saw this little girl. I'm going to guess she was probably about 11, 12 years old, and she was disabled, you know, and she was like walking along with these type of crutches, if you will, participating. And it just like really broke my heart to see this. And you know, she's putting the effort in, and, you know, this is a human being.
Yeah.
And would she be denied certain things because she's already in a certain,
you know. You know what? Those people, like our veterans who are missing limbs, who get out and do things, I don't know that I have the strength to do that. If I were to lose both my legs or something, I don't know that I have the strength, the courage that those people have. You know, that a child with cystic fibrosis or multiple sclerosis, I don't know that I have that strength.
Yeah, it just kills me to see it. Yeah. And they need all the help we can give them.
They do. Yeah. They do. So, you know, those of you who have supported Obamacare, those of you who support this deranged maniac that we call a president, and the cretins, I know the proper pronunciation is cretin, but I like
it. Is it?
It is.
Oh.
Cretin sounds better.
Learn something
so I always
every time
say it. So those people, I've had the call before, you're pronouncing it wrong. Yes, I know I am. But you know what? Cretin sounds so much better to me than cretin.
I think so. And it's like the the Eastern Michigan University Eagles. No, they're still Hurons to me. Cretin, cretin. I'm going to go with cretin.
Why didn't they go with emus? I mean, that's above and beyond.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, we're going to take a break, Derek.
I've had too much coffee.
And when we come back, we will move on to some of these nasty scandals that are getting worse by the day. And thankfully for us, it's just awesome. You're catching the drift. We'll see you on the other side.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
The National Institute of Mental Health reports that 1 in 4 adults will experience a mental health disorder in a given year. Untreated mental illness in the U.S. results in an average cost of $100 billion annually. I'm State Representative Rashida Tlaib from Michigan. Women in Government urges you to talk to your healthcare provider because serious mental illness can be treated. To learn more, visit womenandgovernment.org. That's womenandgovernment.org.
This is the ClarkCast with Matt Clark.
They're already rationing enrollment in the whole pre-existing condition program. That was one of, if not the biggest selling point that he had.
Tens of thousands of uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions, the parents of children who have a pre-existing condition, will finally be able to purchase the coverage they need.
How's that hope and change again?
Don't miss the ClarkCast live Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern.
You must be
your fairy godmother.
Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important, especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size to make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Hop in, dear.
Thank you.
For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that NM Media are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600. Yeah!
So there's our two pops of the day. Scandalous. Well, so I've got in the studio with me Brandon Drake and, of course, Derek Stone producing for us. Thank you, gentlemen, for helping me out again on a Saturday afternoon.
Hey, our pleasure.
Yes. So we were talking about the Wicked Witch of Washington, Catherine Sebelius, who wanted to let a 10-year-old child die under her Obamacare and didn't want to give her the transplant, put her on the adult transplant list, which would have given her a little better. There's no guarantee that she'll get a set of lungs still, but at least she's got a better chance of getting adult lungs as opposed to another set of child lungs, you know.
At least there's a chance.
Yeah. So, well, the courts actually decided against Ms. Sebelius and said, oh, you will allow this child to be, for a period of days anyways, or weeks, to go on the adult transplant list and try to save her life because she's got the cystic fibrosis. So, but I guess before we leave this, we can use this as an opportunity for those of us who have or have not checked the box when you get your driver's license. Donate your organs. You know, if you haven't thought about it, think about it. Donate your organs when you die because the skin, the eyes, the kidneys, you know, depending on what you die of, many other organs in your body, no matter what your age, can be used to help somebody else.
And could save a child.
Absolutely. This child needs a set of lungs. Imagine being how good you would feel knowing that your lungs went to save a 10-year-old child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As you and I were joking during the break, you can't take them with you, and you're certainly not going to need them. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're going to hang out with Allah, Jesus, or Buddha when you're dead. You don't need the organs that are inside your body. So leave them behind for somebody. Just check that little box at the Secretary of State. Donate your organs because it's important. You know, even if you're dying at 70 or 80, those heart, lungs, whatever that you have may be of some use to somebody.
So, oh, absolutely.
You know, make sure you do that and tell your friends to do that and blah, blah, blah. So while we're here, I want to remind people, too, you can go to my Facebook page and friend me because you get to see a lot of interesting stuff on my Facebook page. So if you're not doing Facebook, go ahead and get it. It's easy, and it's a nice way to stay up, especially if you're a conservative guy, because you know what? There's all kinds of good things to catch and educate yourself with on Facebook as well. So, all right, well, let's move on to some of these scandals that we were talking about. Let's go back to IRS momentarily. This one's not seeming to die down. You know, what worries me is that, and you've had this discussion with me before, are some of these new scandals meant to distract us from the old scandals like Benghazi? And I hope people are not forgetting Benghazi. I'm hoping Daryl Issa is going to have some more hearings on that as well as more people come forward. But the IRS one is just brutal and seems to be getting uglier by the day. An IRS staffer in Cincinnati told congressional investigators that a Washington official was the driving force behind the targeting of Tea Party organizations in 2010. Now, here we go again, more lies. And this is the pattern of lies that seem to come from the Obama administration. Doesn't matter what department, they all seem to do it, right?
Right.
Lois Lerner first came out and said, oh, this was just a couple of rogue individuals at the Cincinnati office.
The classic, right? Trying to contain, cover up.
Yes, contain and cover up, you know.
Deflect.
So Elizabeth Hoffaker is one of these Cincinnati staffers, and she's enraged because, you know what, this didn't come from her. This was not rogue people at the Cincinnati office.
Elizabeth Hoffaker says she started receiving applications from Tea Party groups to sift through in April of 2010. She was influenced highly by a man by the name of Carter Hull, an IRS lawyer from Washington, D.C. Now, I want to see this SOB stuck on the witness stand in a congressional hearing. You know what I mean? Will we see him? I don't know, because I guess it depends on what his title. It's kind of hard to find a whole lot more information about this guy yet.
You want to hear this guy perjure himself?
I want. Yes, I do. I want to hear more lies. It makes me feel better. Yes. Hoffaker said she integrated questions that Hull gave her into her follow-ups with Tea Party groups, and that Hull had to approve letters seeking more information that she sent out to those organizations. She called that process both unusual for what she was doing and demeaning. Now, you know what? When an IRS official says they're feeling demeaned, you know, there's got to be something going on there, because the rest of us normally feel demeaned when we get it.
And when they're getting it, it's, yes. Yeah.
So in her words, she called it over the top, and she wasn't sure, you know, what came from beyond Carter Hull is the guy's name. She ended up leaving and going somewhere else, and partly because of the irate people she was having to deal with. Well, of course. And she said she saw their point. Even if a decision isn't favorable, they deserve some kind of treatment, and they deserve, you know, timeliness. Well, as we've heard, some people have waited 29 months and still not gotten an answer on whether they're going to get their status as a nonprofit.
Well, that sounds about average with government in any department.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Anyway, she goes on to say that, again, her and other staffers in Cincinnati were absolutely enraged that Lois Lerner and other administration officials were blaming the people in Cincinnati for it, when all the direction was obviously coming from above. So, you know, how can anybody deal with that? You know what I mean?
Here's the bottom line. Where is our deep throat?
Yeah.
You know? This is very similar to the Nixon administration. Into his second term, things start surfacing. Where's our deep throat this time around?
Well, I'm hoping somebody's going to. You know, the leaks are continuing, right? I mean, as the scandal grows, the leaks aren't going away. So, I think you're going to keep seeing more and more, and I think people are getting so fed up with it that they're going to just say, you know what, I'm spilling my guts, and I hope they do, because you know what, frankly, Obama and his nasty little cronies need to be put in the public eye where they really should be. We've protected them in the media long enough. People need to know what's behind the shadow, behind the curtain. You know, what lurks in the hearts of evil politicians. I don't know. But
you know what's interesting, and this is just my opinion, it seems that unless somebody or some people come forward and spill their guts, people at high level that just, you know, can't take it anymore and want to convey the absolute complete truth, that Obama will escape, because the media, as we know, they do their best to sterilize this, gloss over it, state a few things, move on in a very dispassionate way, compared to if a Republican was in office.
Right.
And I'll give you an example. Like, I listened to, I'll admit, the enemy, some may say, NPR on occasion. And instead of saying that the NSA, for example, is, you know, all this surveillance that just recently came out, they don't say the Obama administration, Obama's NSA, Obama's people. It's always the NSA, the FBI. They leave Obama's name out of the description on purpose. But sure, if it had been the Bush administration, it's Bush this, Cheney that, Rumsfeld this, Rumsfeld that.
Right.
And that drumbeat just continues, and it gets into people's heads, and they just think, oh, these people are so evil and corrupt, and they're fascists, they're blah, blah, blah. But when coverage on the Obama administration and similar controversies occurs, they never mention Obama's name.
They do.
Or very rarely do they. And they say it in such a way like, well, he's not really involved with it.
Yeah.
Well, little do they remember
that he did all the appointments just like any other president.
Mm-hmm.
These are his people he's putting into place. You know, he is directly responsible. And being the commander in chief, the buck stops with him. You know, it really does. So, all right.
I bet a lot of bucks are stopping with him.
Well, Or he's dodging me. I don't know what he's doing.
Maybe after his term is over, the Bucks are really going to flow to him.
Okay, so we're going into heartbreak, and thank you again for tuning in to Catch the Drift, and my guest, Brandon Drake. We'll see you on the other side.
Wham! Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham! Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham! Radio around 1966. I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham!
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Officials say an arrest warrant has been issued for a heavy equipment operator in the collapse of a Philadelphia building onto a thrift store that killed six people. Authorities are searching for 42-year-old Sean Benshop, who they believe was using an excavator when the remains of the four-story building gave way.
We can do much better, and we will.
That's Mayor Michael Nutter promising new rules to limit what heavy equipment may be used in a crowded excavation zone. And the third and final jewel of the Triple Crown just hours away from post time.
Early betting has Kentucky Derby winner Orb, the 2-1 favorite. Trainer Shug McGahee says it doesn't hurt that this is Orb's home track.
He went back into the same stall. He's walked the same way to the racetrack, trained over the same racetrack.
Orb's barn is less than a 5-minute walk from the track.
Fox News Radio's Ron Flatter at Belmont Park. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Don't miss Theron's Saturday Night Rock and Rhythm Review. From the heat of Saturday night till the wee hours of the cool early morning, your fingers will be popping. It all kicks off at 4 p.m. with a special Saturday night edition of the Bone Conduction Music Show. Then from 6 to 8, it's Eddie's Caravan with Fast Eddie. At 8 o'clock, we explore America's roots with Radio John D's Greasy Skillet. Then, Johnny Danger invites you to go cruising with the best oldies from 10 to midnight. Dan Martin takes you across the pond for the best of the UK on London Calling at midnight. Followed by Del Villarreal's Rockabilly Fest, Go Cat Go from 2 to 4. Bleach down your slicks, pop your clutch, peel out, and get rubber in all four gears with Theron's Saturday Night Rockin' Rhythm Review. It all starts Saturday afternoon at 4, right here on the musical side of Wham!
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Daddy-o, Theron inviting you to hang out with me as we strap on a level 7 musical buzz with the finest radio to be had in all the land. It is the Bone Conduction Music Show. Join me for the wig-singing rock, the hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial strength rhythm and blues. It's the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
All right, well, welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift, and Brandon Drake's Drift, since he's in here with us today.
Hey, 734-822-1600, give us a call.
Yes, we always love to get your calls and your opinions. They're as important, if not more so, than ours. Well, all right. Yeah, they are. I have to agree. Well, I wanted to before we move on to some of the other scandals, I did want to talk a little bit more about the IRS, just because, you know, on top of the targeting issue, they got hit again with the outrageous spending at the IRS, right? And they spent, let's see what it says here, like $24 million over the $50 million over the last 2 years, right? On conferences.
Oh, yeah, for, conferences. Yeah. We know what those are about.
You know, what kind of a conference does an IRS agent have to go to? I mean, I know it takes a lot of training to read the thousands and thousands of pages, but really, do you have to go to a conference to do that?
No, those are boondoggles, social waste. And you know what it is? They document this, that, oh, you went to this conference and you, quote, learned this and learned that, unquote. And it's just checking boxes off for continuous training. And anytime I've been to these types of things in my prior job, you eat a lot of donuts, you drink a lot of coffee, and after about 40 minutes, you're not paying attention to anything. Right. You're just wishing it was over, and you can say you went. Your boss is happy, your boss's boss is happy, and that's about it. Yeah, nothing's accomplished. Exactly. Everyone just goes back to what they were doing before they went to the conference. Nothing happens afterwards.
Yeah.
Waste of time.
What's funny with the IRS, though, they did not keep adequate records or receipts for many of these conferences, and nearly $200,000 in spending is unaccounted for.
Now, there's a hypocrisy.
Yes. How dare you force me to have every receipt I've ever had in a year's time or a particular time frame, and yet the IRS doesn't have to bother keeping 200 grand worth of receipts for their conferences.
Well, there it's the honor system.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that there is any honor in the IRS at this point. So once again, we're seeing that pattern. The IRS is citing a Watergate era law to justify not pulling forth documents because, once again, they are not giving the documents to the congressional investigators that they want. So again, it's that Obama pattern of not going to give it to you. I deny that. Lois Lerner taking the fifth was the cake for me. You know what I mean? She went and professes all her innocence and then says, and by the way, I take the fifth.
Right.
Seriously?
Like any good mob person would do.
Okay. So the other new scandal that broke this week, yet again, it's a plethora of scandals under the Obama administration. The National Security Agency has been collecting phone records of millions of Verizon customers daily. No, I don't have Verizon anymore. I used to years ago. Do you got Verizon?
No, I don't.
Okay. So we're off the hook, or are we? according to a court order signed by Judge Roger Vinson on April 25th, from April 25th to July 19th, which hasn't passed yet, the NSA can look at all the metadata of Verizon customers, meaning who you called, when you called, how long you talked to somebody, where your call came from, where you were if you were on a cell phone, because they can look at the cell tower and find out exactly where you were.
Triangulate.
And who you were, yes, and who you were talking to. Now, they're saying we didn't do the content of those messages. We weren't listening to the content. Now, come on, seriously?
You know what would be a good test, Gary? Purposely say words like jihad, you know, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, things like that, as a test, and see if you get a knock on the door.
Right.
I'm not going to do that, but someone else might want to try it.
You sure? I think you're the perfect test subject.
Yeah, dude, Guantanamo isn't my thing.
Yeah, I know.
It's for others, but not me. I'm not going.
Yeah, I actually try not to say those keywords because I'm like, you know what? That's the last thing I need right now. I've probably got enough people listening to me. I don't need to have that kind of thing happening right now. But it's the NSA. They probably do record every conversation. It's probably downloaded. It's probably in there. We've got a call on line one from Linda. Linda, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. You guys are making some great points. I just wanted to point out one thing before you get too far off the IRS scandal. I heard on one of the liberal networks, one of the commentators made the point that all businesses have these kinds of conferences. Like Drake was pointing out, they do, but the difference is those are private businesses. A private business can do any kind of conference they want, but this is not a private business. This is the government entity, the IRS, that we're paying for. So a lot of people aren't even thinking in those terms that, you know, they're not a business.
Yeah, that's a great point, Linda.
Like a business.
Yeah, that's a great point because you know what? Most of those conferences are to improve your business marketing or increase your business. You know what? There is no competition with the IRS.
Right. You know, I don't think they're at a loss for profits, are they?
That's exactly right. I mean, there's nobody else to turn to handle our tax collection. It's the IRS or nothing. Well, it's the IRS because there is no nothing. You go to jail if you don't pay.
Yeah, exactly. And those conferences, I'm sure, with the IRS and any government bureaucracy in particular, it's just a big social event to waste time and money and hang out. And that's about it. I don't think there's really anything material in improvement going on.
Great.
Yeah. A big party with swag bags, right?
Swag.
That's it.
Well, we all love swag.
Yeah.
Which reminds me.
Don't get any ideas, Wham people.
That's right. We need some more swag down here. Thanks, Linda. Appreciate
the
call.
Thanks, Linda.
Okay, so exactly. I mean, the government does not. It's like the bonuses. Why in the heck are we giving bonuses to anybody in government? Unless you're saving money.
Right.
You know, show me a government official whose budget is smaller this year, who saved money, and I believe that guy can get a bonus.
And they get a percentage of that bonus,
give him a percentage
possibly,
of what he saved from the year before.
You know why, Gary? Because that makes sense.
Yeah.
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 If it makes sense, it can't be done.
Yeah. Once again, it's government run amok. And people need to understand, you have to stop it somewhere. And the 2014 election is not that far off. We need to make sure that we're educating people. And please, people, if you're not listening to Wham all the time, you should be. Don't walk through life, as Theron says, as a zombie all the time. Because you know what? The next thing you're going to wake up and the zombies will be after you. So you've got to educate yourself through programming like this, like for going to websites like the Daily Drift, of reading the current newspaper. Educate yourself. It's so easy with the internet now to educate yourself and make a good decision at election time. I got to wonder how many Obama supporters are now thinking, after this election last fall, boy, did I make a mistake.
Some, but unfortunately, I'm under the belief that most people just don't know, don't care, don't understand, and don't want to know.
Right.
You know, and we'll know too, Gary, when 2014 has arrived, because when 2014 arrives, you'll start seeing Hillary Clinton a lot more than you ever wanted to, because she will be starting her campaign for 2016.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how she's off the map right now?
Right now,
know? And I think, you know, that's what part of that conspiracy nut in me wants to say. All these scandals are there to avoid Benghazi so Hillary doesn't get more attention brought to her.
It certainly is benefiting her, that's for sure.
Well, if you want to see this court order, you can actually go to thedailydrift.com, and I've got a link there that'll take you right so you can see the court order signed by Judge Roger Vinson, and it's the Intelligence Surveillance Court that
FISA
handle that. Yes. And one of the things you'll see in there is that the court order expressly bars Verizon from disclosing to the public either the existence of the request from the FBI or its customers' records or the court order of itself. So they didn't want anything to be known about this. In fact, there's a date on there for declassification of this material in April of 2038.
Wow.
So they didn't want anyone to know about this until 2038.
Wow.
Right? So, you know, it's funny who leaked this. I would love to know, and maybe we'll find out who leaked this. But again, this is probably why Obama's trying to have Eric Holder go after AP records and stuff. You know what? The leak is in your administration, Mr. Obama. Put your people under surveillance first. Don't worry about the reporters. They're just doing their jobs. How about looking at your own White House staff? You know, or people that you appointed to different departments. Those are the ones that are leaking stuff.
I wonder if there was surveillance on all those Obama phones.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. So one of the things Obama said about this when he came out, of course, he immediately goes into the mode. And I think we have, let's see, let's go with track one, Derek. This is Obama defending his internet phone surveillance and the phone surveillance and the internet surveillance. You got that ready? Okay, let's go with that.
Nobody is listening to your telephone calls. That's not what this program's about. Now, with respect to the internet and emails, this does not apply to U.S. citizens and it does not apply to people living in the United States. You can't have 100% security and also then have 100% privacy and zero inconvenience. You know, we're going to have to make some choices.
Okay, we're going to make some choices. I just don't like the sound of it. I really don't.
Well, not only that, but when he was running for president, all the things he said about Bush, saying that there are going to be no more, what are they called, national security letters, there's going to be no more surveillance and blah, blah, blah. And now, you know, he enhances these programs and justifies why he has them. Yet, when he ran for president, he was dead against all of it.
Right.
So that hypocrisy, that lying, that's what galls me almost more than the actual fact itself of the surveillance.
Yeah, and that brings us to, well, Obama sponsored a bill that would have made the Verizon order illegal. Now, back in 2005, when he was a senator, right, he co-sponsored legislation that would have banned the mass collection of phone records that his administration is now engaged in. Now, isn't that amazing? The SAFE Act, introduced by Senator Larry Craig of Idaho, who was a Republican back in the day, 2005, would have amended the Patriot Act to require that the government have specific and articulable facts to show that a person is an agent of a foreign power before seizing their phone records. All right, so now they're just seizing everybody's phone records. You know, you want to talk about a hypocrite, you hit it right on the head.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he gets away with it. And his supporters will still support him no matter what.
Yeah. Now, you are seeing some Democrats who are kind of stepping up and saying, you know, hey, wait a minute, this is not right. Derek, let's go into a break real quick. And when we come back, we're going to continue this narrative and hear some more from our leader in chief. See you on the other side.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
A benefit for Frontline Youth Center will be held Thursday, June 13th, starting at 6 p.m., featuring comedian Dave Landau. It'll be at St. Dominic's Catholic Hall, 166 West Michigan Avenue in Ypsilanti. Join for a great cause. All profits go to the Youth Center. The Frontline Youth Center can change the direction of so many of our youth and make a difference. The third annual Inner Peace Festival in downtown Ann Arbor will be held on Sunday, June 16th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. This is a free, fun, and peaceful event. The festival, a collaborative event with area merchants, teachers, performers, and nonprofits, is organized as a gift to the city each year by the Center of Light in Ann Arbor, a meditation center and spiritual school. This year's festival will include many activities for all ages, including free yoga, dance classes, and a community drum circle. For more information, call 734-330-5048 or email AnnArbor@innerpeacefestival.com. Longevity Foundation, the nation's largest lung cancer-focused organization, announces the launch of its Survivor Resource Center to fill a growing need in the lung cancer community. The Survivor Resource Center is a hub for survivors at any stage of their lung cancer journey, looking for support, information about the disease, treatment options, and other resources that can help make coping and living with lung cancer easier. To learn more, visit longevity.org. Check out the wide variety of educational fun events put on by the Ann Arbor District Library for kids preschool through 12th grade. All library facilities can be reached by phone through the main switchboard at 734-327-4200, or you can visit www.aadl.org. Check it out.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com.
I'm Gary Wellings, Chief Editor of The Current. To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current newspaper is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown to 6 times its size since 2007 because we have a unique venue for local content, common sense opinion, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes for mere pennies apiece is the best way to do that, and your ad is also seen online for free. Call Sam Iaquinto at 734-323-0777. That's 734-323-0777. Or go to currentonline.com.
That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with the Current newspaper.
Carlos, you getting ready for bed?
I'm studying, Dad.
Well, he's doing his homework.
Something we should be doing.
What do you mean?
That guy we spoke to from a so-called mortgage rescue company? He mailed these papers to sign.
Should we?
I don't know. What if it's a scam?
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Safeguard your finances and protect your home. Start by finding a free legitimate housing counselor today.
Take the first step. Visit ncpc.org/mortgage fraud. This message is from the National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice.
Greetings, my name is Pastor Yule, host of Just Joshua. I'm delighted to announce that Just Joshua will be heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on Wham. Come journey with us down Freedom's Highway as we discuss today's happenings from a Black conservative Judeo-Christian perspective. Every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., come journey down Freedom's Highway on Just Joshua.
You know, Derek looks like he's over there on Soul Train. I've never seen him get fired up like that about a song.
I tell you what, Derek, I've got that entire album in my car. I do pull it out and I listen to it.
That is a cool song. You got to admit, it sends a good message.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I tell you what, I love it, except, you know what, there's so much filthy language on that album that, you know, you can't use it from us. So we only had, I think I gave you a 20-second spot in there. We got to get in and out quick before the foul language comes in, so we can't use it for much. But I'm glad to see you like it. That's awesome. All right, so one of the things Obama, and here he goes again, caught in the middle of, this man can't open his mouth. You know, here's the joke. How can you tell when Obama's telling a lie?
He's opening his mouth. When his mouth is moving, or lips are moving, yeah.
So he says, that Congress knew all about this. Well, Derek, let's run track two, shall we?
And when I came into this office, I made two commitments that are more important than any commitment I make. Number one, to keep the American people safe. And number two, to uphold the Constitution. And that includes what I consider to be a constitutional right to privacy and an observance of civil liberties. Now, the programs that have been discussed over the last couple of days in the press are secret in the sense that they're classified, but they're not secret in the sense that when it comes to telephone calls, every member of Congress has been briefed on this program.
Really? I mean, how many lies were there? Number one, I'm worrying about the safety. That's his priority, right? How many terrorist attacks have we had now? And you include Fort Hood shooting, the Arkansas shooting of the Army recruiting station, the Boston bombing. You're not keeping us safe, Mr. Obama. Mr. O, I hate to tell you, you're an epic fail when it comes to keeping us safe. So
yeah, and all the double talk in those few sentences that he... spewed on us. Almost made me crack up laughing and interrupt it.
Yeah, and then secondly, adhering to the Constitution. Well, you want to take our gun rights away. You're now taking our going after reporters, and now you're listening in on all our conversations.
Yeah, Obama talking about supporting the Constitution just sounds like such a an oxymoron.
Yeah, now both of those can be subjective, we're looking at. But here's something that's not subjective. When he says Congress knew all about this, well, they did not know all about this. As a matter of fact, Representative Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner, a Wisconsin Republican, who was one of the authors of the Patriot Act, tweeted right after that, Obama's claim that every member of Congress was briefed is false. Okay, and it wasn't just Sensenbrenner, it was a Democrat out of Oregon, Senator Jeff Merkley, said that only certain members of the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees had been told about the program, and he only knew about it because he received special permission to be briefed after he heard about it through the grapevine. So then he asked and said, hey, what's this about? And then they briefed him. Senator Dick Durbin said he only knew about it after asking for a briefing under classified circumstances. The average member, he said, had no access to this kind of information. Senators Mike Lee of Utah and Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma said they had not been briefed on the phone surveillance program either. So another outright outrageous lie from the commander-in-chief. How many times is he going to get a pass for just flat-out lying in public to the American people?
I think the number of times that he'll be allowed to lie is unlimited, and you can tell by the way he tells these lies that he does not care one bit.
Yeah.
He has no shame about lying.
He has zero shame. That's absolutely true. And this was not just a slip of the tongue on his part, because on Friday, Obama's White House spokesman, Josh Earnest, said in December of 2009 and in February of 2011, the Department of Justice and the intelligence community provided a document to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees to be made available to all members of the House describing the uses of Section 215 in detail. Well, really? But it didn't happen. So once again, it's just an outright lie, and the American people buy it, hook, line, and sinker. At least the American media does.
Well, you know, last Sunday, Matt Clark played on his show. He made some phone calls to just, you know, people on the street, if you will, and he asked them very basic questions. Did you hear part of that?
I did.
And that's what I think of based on what you just said. The American people don't care. They don't care, and they don't know, because they don't really – they can't define – any of the basic controversies and scandals that we're talking about right now. They don't know what it is, what it means, anything.
Right, right. And that's what makes this show, Theron's show, Matt's show, Dr. Janda's show, Jay McNally's show, that's what makes these shows so important. And this radio station, because you know what? If the people who listen to the station, you have to do your part. Your part is to get other people to listen to these shows. I think we all podcast our shows. If you hear something that just burns you up, go podcast, get that link out to other people who aren't listening, who may be too busy. I know we're all busy, but we have to help each other, educate each other. I mean, it's that simple. Facebook is part of that. Social media, Twittering, all that. I don't want to do Twitter. I get invites all the time to do Twitter. I'm like, I do enough. I don't want to do that. But am I going to have to? Do I have to step up more out of my personal life to help educate Michigan residents, you know, people in our community? You know, as a listener, as a reader of The Current, people need to do their parts. And I'm begging you, please, our country is falling apart around us. And unless we all do just a little bit, talk to five people, let them know what's going on, educate them about it. You know, this should be something people are talking about at the water cooler.
Mm-hmm. I believe there was a founding father that once said, we now have a republic, but can we keep it? And I think he was alluding to, will the people stay educated, involved, and informed enough so that we are allowed to keep our republic? And I think we're failing those founding fathers as we speak. Not you and I failing right. them, but as a nation, our people, the trend is in the wrong direction regarding being informed and educated and involved.
Right. Now I'm trying to remember who that was. Was that Ben Franklin or Thomas Jefferson?
You know what? It's one of those two.
It's one of those two. Yeah. So, well, it's more than just the phone records now. So they're saying that all the big servers, Google, Yahoo, everybody, is also being data mined by British and U.S. authorities. And so they're literally looking at everything that you look at. There is no more secret to the Internet. The government hands are there. They're in there and grabbing everything.
Pretty soon they'll have little drones flying above each one of us.
Yes, and if they're the size of mosquitoes, you won't know. So, all right, well, there's the cue again from Derek that another show has passed. Contact me, Gary, at The Daily Drift if you have comments and want to know more. And until next week, stay informed.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Gary.
Thanks for being here. Take care.